Country Mark expands and a skinny farm bill on the way. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. A major expansion by Country Mark is completed at their Mount Vernon refinery to convert soybean oil into renewable diesel fuel. CJ Miller joins us now on the road from Posey County.
We ended up having an investment in this refinery that's over $100 million, which is probably one of the single biggest investments that we've had probably since the refinery's been built.
And that's Matt Smorch, president and CEO of Country Mark. He says the facility in Mount Vernon will be able to create co-processed renewable diesel using a combination of conventional diesel and soybean oil.
It's going to give us the capability to blend up to 10% of soybean oil and make it into a renewable diesel. And so that component will reduce our carbon footprint. It's going to be better for the environment, and it's going to be better for the farm community because it gives them an additional offtake for their product.
He says that Country Mark has the potential of using up to 20 million gallons of soybean oil each year.
So if you think about it, we're taking soybeans from Indiana farmers. We're going to crush them, make oil, and then refine that into renewable diesel, and then sell that renewable diesel back to the farmers that are growing the soybeans. And so it's a high quality product. It's going to be great for their business, and it ends up being kind of generating a circular economy.
And with Country Mark celebrating 106 years as a farmer-owned cooperative, Smorch adds that this investment helps keep the co-op well-positioned for many years to come.
And it really is a new start for the company, where we can differentiate even further from our competitors in the marketplace, and also make that investment to make sure that the farmers who own us, their assets going to be here for many, many years.
Read more about Country Mark's expansion at their Mount Vernon refinery at HoosierAgToday.com. Reporting from Posey County, I'm CJ Miller.